The challenge is this: how do you turn that natural closeness into a winning culture, one that's both people-first and performance-driven? Because, let's face it, if you focus only on keeping everyone happy, you risk losing momentum and clarity. If you focus only on performance and numbers, you risk burning people out. Hello and welcome to my podcast show. I'm Kai Kochmann, and I invite you to dive into a topic that I often see in small and medium-sized businesses. The question is, how can we strike the right balance between being people-oriented and performance-oriented at the same time? So get ready for a couple of minutes of systemic thinking. Now, picture this. You're running a small business. You know everyone by name. You've celebrated birthdays together, survived a messy project launch, and yes, you even know who secretly steals the good coffee beans from the kitchen. It feels like a family. But then, deadline slip, performance dips, and suddenly your friendly family culture feels more like Thanksgiving dinner with all the relatives arguing at the table. So here's the big question: how do you stay human and people-focused without losing sight of performance and results? And that's exactly what we're exploring today on our show, how small and medium-sized businesses can build a culture where people feel valued and where results actually happen. And trust me, it's not about working harder, it's about working smarter and maybe, just maybe, thinking a little more systemically. Small and medium-sized businesses often feel like David fighting Goliath. Big corporations have endless resources, fancy perks, and recruitment teams the size of a football squad. But here's the thing. Small and mid-sized companies have something the giants don't. Personal relationships, real conversations, a sense that everyone matters and that their work directly impacts the company's success. The challenge is this: how do you turn that natural closeness into a winning culture, one that's both people-first and performance-driven? Because, let's face it, if you focus only on keeping everyone happy, you risk losing momentum and clarity. If you focus only on performance and numbers, you risk burning people out. And here's the systemic truth: healthy organizations need both. Think of it like tuning a guitar string. Too loose, no sound. Too tight, and it snaps. And now you might think, why does that matter? Well, research backs this up. Gallup Institute found that small businesses with highly engaged teams are about 20% more profitable. So creating a people-first, performance-oriented culture isn't a nice-to-have. It is a business strategy. And here's the good news. Small businesses are perfectly positioned to do this because they are flexible and personal, things big companies struggle with. In hypnosystemic terms, when people feel safe and trusted, their natural resources emerge. Creativity flows. And people perform because they want to, not because they're forced to. Now, before we get into the how, let's talk about the three traps that I see all the time, because I've been working in many businesses doing either change consulting or leadership trainings. And again, here are the three traps that I recognize. Trap number one, the nice boss trap. You want everybody to like you, so you avoid tough conversations. The result? Again, deadline slip, resentment builds, and no one's really happy. Trap number two, the taskmaster trap. You push too hard for results, but forget the human side. Engagement drops, people start quiet quitting, and turnover skyrockets. Trap number three, the ping pong trap. You swing back and forth between overly nice and overly strict, constantly reacting instead of leading intentionally. So does that sound familiar? The solution isn't choosing one side. It is balancing both, like breathing in and breathing out. You need both to stay alive. People orientation and performance orientation. Now, I think, like in my trainings, I wouldn't like to be and remain too much theoretical. I like to dive into concrete action points and perhaps give you one or the other advice to take away. Here are five practical ways to build a people-first, performance-oriented culture. Think of these as your roadmap for balance. Number one, make the invisible visible. It's about clarity of vision and values. People need to understand the why behind their work. Don't just print your mission statement and hang it in the hallway. Tell stories, use rituals, celebrate small wins that connect directly to your values. When the purpose is clear, anxiety goes down and focus goes up. Second, hire and onboard for culture, not just skills. Yes, skills matter, of course, but attitudes and motivations, those are gold. During hiring, ask yourself, will this person strengthen our culture or fight against it? Once they're in, don't just hand them a laptop and a checklist. Pair them with a mentor. Do you have culture principles to share? Invite them to talk about that with you. Immerse them in the culture. Remember, a strong start creates a long-term commitment. Third point, empower, don't micromanage. Small businesses move fast. That speed only works if people feel trusted. Give them real ownership. Let them make decisions and take risks, of course, according to their maturity level and the topic. But think about the 7 levels of delegation, something I've been teaching in many of my trainings, so that there's a variety between doing everything on your own and delegating fully. Think about the shades of grey in between. So again, give your people real ownership. Let them make decisions and take risks. When people feel trusted, they step up. When they're micromanaged, they will shut down. My fourth point, recognize and celebrate often. We all need to feel seen. People have needs, and you should know about the individual needs of the people you lead. Then you can meet their needs and motivate them. Recognition is an easy way to motivate people, and recognition doesn't have to cost money. A simple, genuine thank you can change somebody's entire day. Celebrate both efforts and results. Build rituals like team shoutouts or storytelling sessions to make appreciation part of your culture. 5, create space for continuous feedback and learning. You know, feedback shouldn't feel like a yearly dentist appointment. Make it a regular two-way conversation. Celebrate what's working and explore mutually what could be even better. And think about allowing others to give you feedback as well. And don't stop at feedback. Invest in learning, coaching, peer-to-peer sessions, skill-building workshops. When people grow, your business grows. In many of my leadership coachings and trainings, people ask me, what are the main challenges that people will face in the future and what is coming, and especially what has changed in the past decades compared to today? And I think there's one aspect in particular that I observe, and that, I mean, this is not only my observation, it's been described in many books and studies, that we are currently living in so-called rapid change times, be it a VUCA world where everything is vulnerable, uncertain, complex and ambiguous. The most challenging aspect is for leaders to stay present with paradoxes, with contradictions and ambivalences. And paradoxically, it's exactly this capacity that allows us to navigate complex situations successfully. Well, and that's very human. Many of us quite naturally have a tendency to avoid paradoxes. It feels easier, even comforting, to try to create clarity by choosing one side or by pretending the tension simply isn't there. But here's the thing. Paradoxes don't disappear just because we ignore them. They tend to show up again, louder and then at the worst possible time. Let me share a little story. Imagine a young sailor out at the sea. He's caught between two strong currents, one pulling east, the other pulling west. At first, he panics. He tries to fight one current and then the other. But the harder he struggles, the more exhausted he becomes and the less progress he makes. Finally, he pauses. He stops resisting and begins to notice the pattern of the waves. By adjusting his sails just slightly, he finds a way to use the tension between the two currents to move forward, not by fighting either one, but by working with both. This is exactly what it's like for leaders navigating paradoxes. When we acknowledge tensions instead of denying them, they become a source of creativity and transformation. And sometimes the very contradictions that once felt overwhelming become now the energy that carries us forward. And that's exactly why I invite leaders to welcome paradoxes as valuable signals, signs that something important is unfolding, not in spite of the paradox, but through it. After this little systemic journey into the world of paradoxes, let me get some closing reflections together with you. People and performance aren't enemies. They're two sides of the same coin. When you balance care and challenge, you create a living system that sustains itself. We call it sustainable performance orientation. And here's the beautiful thing. Small and medium-sized business, as well as family-owned business, have the perfect size and closeness to make this happen. Start with clarity. Build trust. Celebrate progress. Do that, and you don't just compete with the giant, you outshine them. Remember, you don't need to be a giant to make a giant impact. So that's it for today, as we talked about the sweet spot of balancing people and performance orientation in small and mid-sized businesses. Thanks for listening. Let's stay tuned. I look forward for the next time. Bye-bye. I'm Kai Kochmann.